This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Andy Baskin is back from Middays on The Fan in Cleveland. Mr. Baskin.
Hello, my friend. Hello. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. We had a big weekend. Big week here in Cleveland.
All three games. Tell me about it.
Feeling good about it.
Tell me about it.
It was pumped up. It was a good weekend. We had great weather. It's been raining for, I don't know, it feels like it's been raining for like the last 3 months. Everyone's building those arc out here. And then finally the sun kind of just came out over the last couple of days. And next thing you know, the All-Star Game's here. It's been a good week for the city of Cleveland. Real good week.
So, I was in Pittsburgh, and it was, just raining ass. Obviously, I know what you're talking about. It was pouring the whole time, basically, that I was there. I saw all these crazy flood-type storms, and I drove through some of them as well. But what's the deal? So what did they do with the All-Star Weekend in Cleveland? Did they have all kinds of bashes and everything? Was it all jumping?
Yeah, no, it was really cool. I think they did a great job of making sure that even people that couldn't go to the game or couldn't go to the Home Run Derby or couldn't see the Celebrity All-Star Game or the Futures Game felt like they were a part of the All-Star Weekend. They did this play ball park that was downtown. They had so many vendors in, and there were posters and just like billboards all over the place. I mean, it was really cool. It was neat. And what I think is going to be even better is the NFL draft when it comes here.
So what is the deal with their love affair with CeCe Sabathia, really, after playing there and then going to the Yankees? They still love him that much?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird. You look at it, but the CC was loved here. And, we all knew that he wasn't going to be able to stay because the Dolans weren't going to be able to afford him. And that's just kind of the way things are. We're waiting for that to happen to Lindor, too. And I thought for a minute he might show up when he threw out the first pitch to Sandy Alomar Jr. that he'd have like half a Yankees uniform on and half an Indians uniform, a la like old Gaylord Perry. But he didn't do that. I'm sure he would have taken a ton of heat in New York if he would have done that. So, but it was just cool. I mean, it was just kind of like this, I don't know, it was like kind of a coming of age, and I think that, people thought that CeCe still mattered around here, and they appreciated what he did when he was a member of the Indians.
So what is the deal? Shane Bieber gets the MVP.
Well, I mean, he strikes out the side. At first I was like, man, this is a Cleveland point of view on the whole thing. I thought it was a total homer thing, because I was like, you know what, maybe Michael Brantley should have been the MVP of the game. But, it's only 15 and now 16 guys have ever struck out the side in an All-Star game. And that was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool deal. The crowd was going crazy. They were chanting Bieber's name. I don't think anybody knew who Bieber was 2 years ago around here. But, it was still pretty cool. And, the place was just absolutely electric last night when Bieber got into the game. So it was cool. And Sandy Alomar is a guy that's won the MVP before. And now Bieber is a guy that can go down in Indians history and Indians lore as a guy that's been the MVP of the All-Star game.
So you won six in a row going into the break, and they're on fire, the Indians. And now they open up against the Twins in Cleveland with a series, and they're 5.5 out. Do you think the Indians will catch the Twins and do a big portion of that catching in this series right in front of them?
I think it's going to be important. It's just so weird because if you win two out of three, you still just pick up one game. But I think that's what the Indians need, to take two out of three this weekend, continue to win series. That's what they've been doing for the last 2 months, and that's why they've been able to cut this lead from 11 games down to 5.5 games. You're sitting at number two on the wild card. You're a half game back on the top spot. I'm not a big fan of looking at that stuff, but it exists, especially around here when it looked like the team was dead in the water when they start the season with all those injuries and, the rotation's a mess and no one in the outfield was even major league ready when they started this season. Now they've kind of come into their own. They've had a couple rookies like Oscar Mercado come into the scene. And, it's just been fun. It's been fun to watch them as they slowly get better. But I'm telling you, most of Cleveland had them dead in the water, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So Andy Baskin with us from The Fan in Cleveland. What is the deal with Carlos Carrasco's health and baseball in terms of playing again?
All right, so he's got leukemia. And, you know, he came out in the beginning, and he just said it was a blood disorder, and he really didn't want to tell anybody about it. So apparently he is not he's just taking pills right now at this point to try to figure out, you know, what he needs to do to maintain and try to defeat the disease. So at first they said it was a blood disorder, and he wasn't telling anybody. People in the media knew, but I give a lot of people credit because, you know, as well as I do, folks in our business, as soon as they get a hold of something and they hear somebody's got leukemia, they're going to run with it. But, you know, for some reason, people were genuinely caring about it, and they gave Carlos the opportunity to tell people that it was leukemia. So we knew he was out, but it just seems strange. Like, Carlos does not want to sit. He doesn't want to be out. And he keeps saying end of the month that he's going to come back. So if he does that, that's pretty amazing if he does come back. It was weird, though. Ken Rosenthal during the game last night said end of the season. That's the first time I've heard anybody say that. So, you know, there's a lot of people sending out good wishes and prayers for him and being able to, you know, come back quickly from what he's got here with leukemia. But I just, man, just get better. Who cares about baseball? You got a whole life to worry about there. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
You're a beautiful human being, Andy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Carlos Santana has been shredding. 19 home runs, 52 RBIs. He's the Indians. He's the man. I mean, obviously, he's carrying the team.
He's been doing so since the beginning of the season, too. He is the only professional hitter this team has had from day one. And, you know, you got a couple veterans on the team that didn't play well at all. Jose Ramirez in the beginning of the season. Francisco Lindor was hurt in the beginning of the season. Jason Kipnis was pure garbage to start the season. And all those guys are starting to come around a little bit, especially Kipnis the last couple of weeks. But the one guy that looked like a professional hitter the entire season has been Carlos Santana. Every time he steps into the box, he's got confidence. You can believe in him to get hit every time he goes up there. And he's been the brightest spot, I think, on the offense for a team that couldn't muster any runs in the beginning of the year.
So when the Indians are doing as well as they are, and you had an all-star game as fantastic as it went according to plan, are the Browns still the favorite flavored ice cream in town with their season and camp approaching? Are they still what people are talking about in Cleveland, or have they actually started talking about the Indians and the all-star game, or is it the Browns?
I'm sorry, the Indians who? What were you saying?
So it's the Browns.
Yeah, it was Baker Mayfield again. I mean, I saw a ton of Baker Mayfield jerseys and Beckham jerseys at that play ball park. It was a great week for baseball. If the Indians can sweep the Twins this weekend, or again, take 2 out of 3 against the Twins this weekend, I think that baseball fever will continue to percolate a little bit as they get closer to first place. But, man, if the Indians are on a 10-game homestand, if they choke on this homestand, the season's going to be a flop for the rest of the year for the folks here in Cleveland, because I mean, we're just a couple weeks away from football camp starting. So, and everything is Baker Mayfield. And I don't know if anyone's told the Steelers or the Ravens, but the Browns are the favorite in the North because they've accomplished so much in the past. But
yeah.
Now they're the favorite, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the season for the Browns. I'm optimistic as a guy that grew up here. But, man, if I was sitting there in Pittsburgh or if I was there in Baltimore and I'm reading all the headlines about the Browns, I'd be like, who are these guys and where have they been since 1994?
How about since the 50s?
I'll go back to 94. I'll take it. When Belichick was here, you got to give me a little flat.
Yeah, I don't remember him doing anything either. Duke Johnson, what is the problem with this guy? They still are playing games with him?
He's the highest paid running back on the team. It's not that the Browns are playing games. It's just he just doesn't want to be here. So now he fires his agent. And I don't know if he's firing his agent to kind of stabilize his whole life, or if he's firing his agent because he doesn't like the fact that his wife's or his former agent's husband was talking smack back to Baker Mayfield, or that he just thinks he's never going to play because Kareem Hunt's coming in, or he just felt dissed. I really think that Duke Johnson's feelings are hurt, and that's what this whole thing is all about, because he was here when the team was bad, and he thinks that now since the team is good that they've kind of turned their back on him. They're going to need him because there's no guarantees on Kareem Hunt. If Kareem Hunt gets to play towards the back end of the season after week 9, that's going to be great. But there are no guarantees that Kareem Hunt is going to be on the field.
Who do you think is going to be better, OBJ or Brown with the Raiders?
That's a good question. I think if the Indians, if the Browns come out strong in the beginning of the season, I'll go with OBJ. If he and Baker Mayfield lead this team to a couple wins. Maybe let's just say they go 2-1 in their first three, then I think they're off to a good start. I think the one thing the Browns have beyond OBJ is that they're pretty solid at wide receiver. I mean, Jarvis Landry's still here. Rashard Higgins started to come into his own once Baker Mayfield decided, or once they decided that Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback. And there's just some really good things. Antonio Callaway had kind of a breakout season last year. So this is the first time in a long time I've really, really felt good about the Browns wide receivers.
So what's the deal, Andy Baskin, with Dan Gilbert's health?
From what I'm hearing, and we're not hearing a whole lot, so I think we're all kind of waiting to see what it is. Remember how I was a beautiful human being just about 5 minutes ago on your show?
Right.
I think I'm going to take that same approach with this. We just don't know. We don't know. They're not saying a whole lot. And, you know, the Cavaliers are normally a pretty active team. You know, if you would hear Russell Westbrook's name was out there, I would think that if Dan Gilbert was, 100% motoring, he'd be like, let's try to go get, Russell Westbrook and try to team him back up with Kevin Love. But I don't know. We haven't heard enough. I don't want to speculate on where he's at, but what we've heard about what happened makes you kind of wonder and makes you think he's got a long road to recovery.
So he allegedly had a stroke, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
And so no one's seen him or anything?
I have not. We haven't heard much other than, we hear the Jay Farner, who we all know from the commercials, and you guys know from Rocket Mortgage, where you hear those. He's been giving kind of the updates coming out of Detroit on what's up with Dan. Otherwise, I have not heard a word. And the folks that I know around the Cavaliers aren't really saying a whole lot.
What is the deal? Is J.R. Smith going to stay on that team?
No, he's tough. He'll be out of here. End of the month, his contract. They extended out his contract, which is pretty cool. They paid him, $500,000 to extend it out to the end of the month. And we're going to see. If I'm Miami, I'm trying to find some cap relief. And, you might be able to find some with J.R.'s expiring contract. That's what he's good for right now. And celebrity softball, where he can play without his jersey on like he did over the weekend.
I saw him naked. Darius Garland, are you excited that he's going to be a Cav?
I hope so. I can't get too pumped. I mean, it's a major letdown after you watch your team go to four straight NBA finals, and now you're all of a sudden in remold and trying to figure things out. And I'm excited to watch him play. I think the Cavs are going to be competitive next year. I just don't know what they're going to do with Kevin Love. And if they trade Kevin Love here shortly, then they're kind of saying, we're in another rebuild year. And it's okay, but it just sucks, man. It just really sucks to watch your team be really good for 4 years
right.
And then all of a sudden fall off the face of the earth.
Do you root for Ohio State?
I do. Oh, I was down there. I worked down there for, how long did I work there? 5 years I worked down
right.
At Channel 10. Yeah, I mean, I've lived here my whole life. I root for Ohio State. I mean, they're the biggest school in the state, and, everybody seems to be an Ohio State fan, especially when the Browns moved. When the Browns moved, Ohio State gave folks in Cleveland a lot of hope for football.
Right.
So Saturday still lived. Sunday sucks.
How do you think Dale do?
I think he'll do fine. I mean, look, they've got all these – he knows all these players on this team, and I want to see what they look like. I mean, I'm kind of excited to see Ohio State with a different look than Urban Meyer. And – maybe they'll just be a little more aggressive, or maybe they'll be more offensive. They just always have so many great players at Ohio State. They just turn them over and over. And you went from Tressel to Meyer, and now you'll see what Day does. And I'm looking forward to it. But Day's in a weird spot because there's really no Ohio tie. And the last time we were in that position, it was John Cooper. So today, everything looks great with Day, and it's all hope and it's all rainbows and cotton candy and all that stuff.
Right.
But man, when you lose in Columbus, it's not a fun place.
Listen,
I don't expect him to lose.
The guy, what did he win, like 92 or something percent of the games? I mean, literally, I don't even believe anyone could live up to that. This guy will not do what that guy did. No one wins 92, 95% of their games, like, ever. The guy that replaces a legend like that, it's his worst nightmare. That guy is going to be in over his head. I still think they're going to be a good football team always, but I don't think he'll ever be that guy. We'll see if he can live up to it and fill his shoes. I think it'll be interesting. Andy, great stuff tonight, as always, from the fan in Cleveland, Andy Baskin. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. I'll send my boat down to Pittsburgh next time you come home.
Please do. Andy Baskin from the fan in Cleveland, 855-212-4 CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.